Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It looks like the 22nd day of August 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking at a high of 68 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 43, and it's cooled down, and we got rain showers, which is a blessing because it was so dry here. I mean, we need some rain bad. I ain't going to complain about that. Anyway, I'm going to take a short break. And we'll be right back, and then we'll go check out some outrage.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go to the outrage page. And there's many outrage there, for sure. I'm going to start reading down until we hit something. That damn thing I forgot to put back up. It's going up. Hunter Biden, you don't get away with it, you bastard. Tucker Carlson talks to Colonel Douglas McGregor. This is like fucking hour and 30-some minutes. I listened to some of it. And they're pretty much saying that fucking that the Ukrainians are getting their ass kicked, and they plan to send American troops over there who are going to get their ass kicked because they're all wearing a bunch of pink fucking high heels, which is probably correct. Hunter Biden's lawyers urged DOJ to prosecute IRS whistleblower. Well, of course they did. And this is all to divert. I'm getting that goddamn video back up there. I don't know how it got down. It might have got taken down, but I'm going to find out this. I write a note on my fucking hand, I guess. Anyway, this is by Cullen McHugh, attending politics, and I'm not going to read a whole lot of it. Attorneys representing Hunter Biden are reportedly pressuring his father's Department of Justice to bring criminal charges against the IRS whistleblowers who raised concerns over politically motivated interference in the case, according to a report from the New York Times. And when they have to, you've been the Times out, you know it's a diversion. This is diversion. This is diversion from Hunter Biden, fucking little goddamn 6-year-old girls dressed up like prostitutes and doing fucking crack cocaine, weighing it out in front of him. I mean, the nasty fucking bastard. And they're going to keep this shit up until that's forgotten, but it ain't going to be forgotten. I'll find that motherfucker if I have to get everybody I know digging to find it. In June, the House Ways and Means Committee voted to disclose testimony delivered by the whistleblower to the public. The IRS whistleblower raised several concerns over the handling of the probe into Hunter Biden's tax evasion. Fuck tax evasion. He's a goddamn pedophile. He has fucking hurt little fucking children. He's a fucking monster, and he needs to be fucking shut down. He doesn't need to be in prison. He needs to be put up against the fucking wall. He's a goddamn animal. And various business dealings, which can fuck business. You're talking, it's just always about mammon. You think you're going to fucking pull somebody off fucking target when you're hurting little kids with mammon? Fuck you. Dealings which ran for several years. Longtime IRS veteran Gary Shapley claimed that U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who has since been appointed as special counsel by Attorney General Merrick Garland, stated that he would be the deciding official on whether charges were filed. No, see, this is why we need our fucking law, people. This is why we need our fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority through our common law courts that we have a got. We have a right to. We have an absolute fucking right to, an unalienable right to. You don't decide, fucking attorney general. There's no such a fucking thing. You can't even exist. The person who is the fucking victim, that's who fucking decides. And if they fucking file it, it goes through the goddamn court. There's no fucking, the judge doesn't have nothing to say about it. He makes sure the procedures are followed, but he cannot say whether something goes through. He cannot tell you what evidence is. He's not a fucking goddamn, he's not in the jury box, and he's not in the goddamn, he's not in the fucking goddamn, well, where they testify there, the goddamn. Take the bench or whatever in the fuck they call it. As Shapley also testified that the team knew for months that U.S. Attorney for District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, was not going to indict Hunter Biden for the most serious offenses. No, even if he got indicted for every fucking one of these goddamn money laundering fucking con fraud motherfucking shit and things he done, he ain't going to get indicted for the most serious fucking thing he did, which is fucking six-year-old little girls dressed up like prostitutes while you're weighing out your fucking crack cocaine, doing crack cocaine and doing pedophile, you piece of shit. Anyway, that's enough of that, because that's what they want. They want our attention diverted to that. We'll go back. There's a plenty. Come on, you son of a bitch. You ain't. Tucker Carlson. We played the song yesterday. I can't remember. Richmond, north of Richmond. Breaking Oliver Anthony's viral populist anthem, Richmond, North of Richmond, debuts at number one on Billboard Hot 100. And this is quite a story. Oliver, this is by Hannah Nightingale at the Post-Millennial. Oliver Anthony's hit song, Richmond, North of Richmond, has debuted on the Billboard Hot 100 songs chart at number one. There's people, people are starting to fucking say the things that they couldn't say before, and fucking everybody wants to fucking say it. Everybody just ain't got the fucking guts to do it. According to the Billboard, Anthony is the first artist to launch at the top of the list with no prior chart history and the 69th artist overall to debut a song at number one. The song, which was officially released on August 11th, saw 17.5 million streams and sold 147,000 downloads during the week ending in August 17th. The single has also debuted at number one on the digital song sales chart and number four on streaming songs. Anthony exclusively told Billboard the hopelessness and frustration of our times resonates in the response to this song. The song itself is not anything special, but the people who have supported it are incredible and deserve to be heard. The song, which centers around a theme of the struggling working class American being pushed around by the political class living in and around Washington, D.C., has skyrocketed to number one spot on Apple's Music Global 100 list. Speaking on becoming an overnight sensation, Anthony wrote on Facebook, "It's been difficult as I browse through the 50,000 plus messages and emails I've received in this week, in the last week. The stories that have been shared paint a brutal, honest picture. Brutally honest picture. Suicide, addiction, unemployment, anxiety, and depression, hopelessness, and the list goes on. It sure as hell does. But man, this is jumped out, and they're not going to like this because they're going to want to kind of, you know, fucking. They'll try and do something about it. They'll try and get it off the fucking charts. I'm sitting in such a weird place in my life right now. I never wanted to be full-time musician, much less sit at the top of the iTunes chart. Darvin from Radio WV, must be West Virginia, and I filmed these tunes on my land with the hope that it may hit 300,000 views. I still don't quite believe what has went on since we uploaded that. It's just strange to me. No, it's not, man, because, I mean, it's still in the... When you tell the fucking truth, I guess it is kind of strange to people. People in the music industry give me blank stares when I brush off $8 million offers. I don't want six tour buses, five tractors, trailers, and a jet. I don't want to play stadium shows. I don't want to be in the spotlight. From 2014 until just a few days ago, I've worked outside sales in the industrial manufacturing world. My job has taken me all over Virginia and into the Carolinas, getting to know tens of thousands of other blue-collar workers on the job sites and in factories. I've spent all day, every day, for the last 10 years hearing the same story, the singer said. People are so damn tired of being neglected, divided, and manipulated. They sure as hell are. Earlier in the month, Anthony drew massive crowd at Morris Farm Market, where he read from the Bible and played the anthem for the crowd. It's crazy to me because I remember back in June, I played here for about 20 people, Oliver said to the fans as he opened the Bible and read Psalms 37. On Saturday, Anthony told Fox News, if we continue on the path that we are going down now culturally, we won't have a country very long. 5 years, question mark, 50 years, I don't know. Good song and good attitude and right in the right way of thinking. You know, it ain't the fucking Democrats. It's this international corporate mafia versus we the fucking people. Justin Trudeau has passed new laws which enable his minions to control the news flow. No, say it ain't so. And this is a video. You can go watch it over at the site or on YouTube. It's this girl, and, you know, she's talking about, she finally ends up saying, is this a communist country? She's got, you know, about got tears in her eyes. But, you know, that's what I see happening over there in goddamn Maui. There's somewhere down here, there's another YouTube video, but it shows Biden coming into town with his motorcade and the people out there fucking yelling, fuck you, flipping them off, and fuck you, Biden, and stuff. Which is kind of how the Canadians reacted to Trudeau's draconian tactics. But then again, when that's how they found out that, you know, it don't fucking matter. You're right. It is fucking communism, and them communist son of a bitches will fucking bring force against you. The only way out of this is to meet force with force and take those son of a bitches out by our law. There is no other fucking way, people. And these people in Hawaii, I mean, I was talking to Galen yesterday. She lives there. And, you know, saying, you know, how's it? I can see some lot of young people there throwing their fucking middle fingers up. And when they find out that their middle fingers and getting pissed off doesn't scare these people one bit, in fact, it causes the tyrant to squeeze tighter, it will be rather they struggle, you know, whether they just take the squeeze and just back down or whether they start pushing harder until they go through the fucking fingers and start really doing something about this. When they find out that there's only one way to stop this shit, one way to stop this shit. The only thing these motherfuckers know is fucking goddamn brutal fucking violence. We have the right and we have the goddamn law behind us. We have the right to fucking enforce our fucking law, which they are in gross violation of. And it is our not only our right, it is our duty, because the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 is absolutely the only fucking law in this land. And maybe, I mean, we'll see these people, at least, you know, the Canadians were trying to work with an offshoot of the Bill of Rights, which, they, of course, the aristocracy in fucking England left open so that they could fucking, well, yeah, you have it. Well, I decided you ain't, just like that fucking mayor or that governor over there in Maui saying, you know, saying he wants to protect the lands as he's fucking talking to the developers. He wants to fucking steal. He wants to steal with both fucking hands. Oh, they went full control of your, they want full control of your personal finances and tracking what you buy. With a CBDC, central bank digital currency, they are literally saying they will track how much coffee you drink, track your Uber usage and your working hours. Then they will connect it to social media, social score, I'm sorry. Illegal border crossings increased by 33% in July, largest spike at Arizona sector. Illegal border crossings increased by 33% in July 2023 with border patrol agents apprehending. I'd love that word. Fuck you. You're not apprehending nobody. Fuck, you're carrying them across the goddamn river. Fuck, one of you drowned carrying a goddamn drug smuggler. How stupid do you think we are? You motherfuckers down there pretending to be our border guard are the last goddamn fucking invaders that came into this country, the last illegal aliens that came into this country. And that's where you get your first fucking jobs is down there fucking helping your fucking brethren invade our fucking country. And our people are not fucking stopping it. People. 130,000 migrants. They're not migrants. They're fucking alien fucking invaders intent on taking our fucking country away from us, intent on fucking taking what belongs to our children and giving it to their fucking children, intent on fucking displacing us, intent on recolonizing this country with goddamn third world fucking peons that will fucking bow to the fucking, well, to the fucking rich fucking families that will bow to the mammon. Will bow to the goddamn corruption. Migrants who entered unlawfully through the port of entry, according to the government statistics published earlier this week. According to July statistics, Border Patrol agents apprehended 132,652 migrants in the nine southwest border sectors. CBS reports that the sharpest increase of illegal crossings took place at the Border Patrol's Tucson sector in Arizona, which covers parts of Sonora Desert and a lot of Arizona's border with Mexico. The Tucson area registered 39,215 arrests. You don't arrest no fucking body. You give them fucking money and an airplane ticket. What, who in the fuck's writing this? What fucking propagandist is writing this? You're writing for the goddamn Ministry of Lies, aren't you? I bet you're fucking incorporated, aren't you, you son of a bitch? There's no such thing as a fucking arrest down on the border. Unless you try to stop the son of a bitches, then they'll fucking arrest you. According to the Associated Press, well, fuck you. An official told CBS that the Tucson sector is particularly challenging, citing that human smuggling is a major issue there. We have seen human smugglers attempt to direct migrants toward that and advertising to people that it is somehow an area that can area that they can expect greater success crossing into the country, the official told the officer. There ain't no fuck they can go anywhere and cross. We act like there's some kind of goddamn control down there when there's not, when the borders are wide fucking open. Don't fucking lay this shit on us, you goddamn propaganda shill motherfucker. That is not true. Border Patrol reportedly processed. Now, yeah, I'll go over this process. That's where you hand them a fucking check and a goddamn bus ticket or a fucking airplane ticket to wherever they want to fucking go. Processed. I'll take that. That's your goddamn words, you fucking haters of fucking an invasion into your own fucking country. Well, it ain't your fucking country because, like I said, you're the last generation of fucking invaders, you motherfuckers. And every one of you are going to, hey, man, when this fucking breaks loose, fire NATO, you come in your fucking way, motherfuckers. You'll be fucking herding your asses back over that border 50,000 times faster than you came this way. Over 10,000 unaccompanied minors, which is almost 50% increase from June. Hell yes. And hey, man, you know what? Get work harder, you fucking American stupid asses. You fucking American goyim. work harder so you can take care of these third world fucking maggots and their offshoots of their fucking, because that's what they do down there. They fuck. They kill your kids up here with poison goddamn shots, and while they're fucking down there, and then they bring their fucking goddamn spawn up here, and you're supposed to pay to fucking raise it, educate it, and let it take the place of what should have been your fucking child's goddamn, well, spot in this country that belongs to you. Jefferson was right. We wake up homeless on the goddamn continent our forefathers conquered, and we fucking do because we are not fucking enforcing our law. We have a choice. We have a choice, and we need to fucking make it now. Every day it gets worse. Every day they trench themselves in here deeper. How long before there's too fucking many of them for us to deal with? We still fucking have the knowledge of the land. It's our land we've grown up on for generations, and we know how to fucking fight. Americans will fucking fight. But we got to fucking do this. We can't keep on fucking putting it off. Every day we're sitting up here, and I'm giving you every goddamn reason in the world not to put it off. Do you want your fucking grandchildren to be fucking like a fucking third world goddamn, you know, Guatemalan, Mexican, whatever you fucking want to have? You want them to fucking kowtow at the foot of a goddamn Chinese overlord? Is that what you fucking want? Because you're too cowardly to stop them? Oh, we remain vigilant and continue to adjust our operational plans to maximize enforcement. Fuck you. You don't know what enforcement is. And when you say you arrest, all you're doing is giving them a ride down to get their fucking check and their bus or their goddamn plane ticket. Enforcement efforts against those individuals who do not use lawful pathways. What is an unlawful pathway, motherfucker? See, you're propagandists. You're trying to pretend like there's some kind of goddamn fucking enforcement down on that border. There is none. They're paddling them across. They're flying them in here. Don't fucking try to minimize it, you propagandist piece of shit, because we know what we're fucking reading and we know what's happening. Our processes, knowing that smugglers continue to use disinformation to prey on smugglers, you fucking can't take it. You want to come to our goddamn houses and take our fucking guns while you're releasing these fucking mongrels out on our streets with machetes and fucking out of the psych wards to fucking hack up our fucking people, rape our fucking children, fucking rip our fucking country apart, and you fucking smugglers are continuing to operate. You know, the goddamn portions of fucking Arizona National Park, they tell you not even to go into it. Why? Because the smugglers have control of it. They're down there with fully automatic AKs, fucking 50 cows, every fucking thing. They control this side of our border, and you have no interest in that. You want the guy's fucking gun that's fucking going to shoot that little son of a bitch that you let in here that's trying to rape his fucking daughter, his wife, or his fucking dog. Troy Miller, acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, said according to AP. You betcha. What was that by? It was Just News. Yeah, huh? According to government statistics, Just News Incorporated, I'll just bet you. Naomi Wolf, Pfizer does show the COVID jab murders babies in the womb. And this is worth watching. I'm going to go ahead and read it. But, you know, she was for the abortion thing, or said it was a necessary evil. Naomi Wolf emphasized that the CDC promoted the COVID jab as safe for pregnant women, even after knowledge of multiple mRNA shots induced deaths to unborn babies. And it's called murder. I mean, they're calling it murder. And that's fucking what it's been all along, people. LifeSite, feminist author, journalist Naomi Wolf has doubled down on her assertion that the Pfizer COVID mRNA injection was, by the way, COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. Quit using it. Injection, it's a death shot, was known to be lethal to unborn babies before being rolled out, declaring that the company's own documents show it murders babies in the womb. Now they're calling it what it's been all along, what we called it from the get-go, murder. It is murder. But corporation murders, they get a fine, you see. Me and you murder, we get the fucking needle. Wolf, a Democrat who decades ago controversially claimed that abortion is a necessary evil, shared her dark conclusion about the jab on Steve Bannon's War Room. Fuck you, Steve Bannon. Earlier this month, when challenged by Bannon to back up her use of the word murder, which he pointed out suggests criminal elements involved in the COVID-19 doesn't exist COVID shot release, Wolf affirmed that the evidence supports the fucking term. His term, yes, we've brought the receipts, said Wolf, pointing listeners to the Pfizer report analysis she has shared on her website, including Pfizer's Report 69 released in April 2023 by the Food and Drug Administration under court order. Amy Kelly, program director of the War Room, Daily Clout Pfizer Documents Analysis Project, called the information from the batch of Pfizer clinical documents, which included a pregnancy and lactation cumulative review, I must be getting it through the mother's milk, among the most horrifying to be published publicly released. The Pfizer document revealed that in its clinical trials, adverse events occurred over 54% of the cases of maternal exposure to the vaccine, including though through intercourse, inhalation, and skin contact. 53 women, 21% in its trial, suffered spontaneous abortions following BNT162B2, Pfizer mRNA vaccination. No native vaccination. It is a biological kill agent. It does exactly what it was made to do. And six premature labor and delivery cases resulted in two newborn deaths. Wolf assured Bannon that these are definitely unborn babies being killed, since they involve the death of second and third trimester children, which even many abortion activists consider to be persons. Despite knowledge of these dire, fatal, and infant harms, including death caused by the mRNA COVID doesn't exist shot, both Pfizer, and it's a death shot, fucking bioagent, Pfizer and the FDA began an aggressive campaign to get women vaccinated anyway, Wolf noted upon the report's release. She explained to Bannon that Pfizer sent the report to the Centers for Disease Control, Control and Prevention on April 10th, 2021, meaning the CDC certainly had knowledge that the mRNA jab caused the deaths of unborn babies. And yet, in what Wolf described as a shocking occurrence, 3 days later, Rochelle Walensky, who was, it's always one of these Russian-sounding bastards, who was then the CDC director, gave a press conference from the White House stating that pregnant women should take the mRNA vaccine, that it was safe and effective. Walensky said at the time, no safety concerns were observed for people vaccinated in the third trimester or safety concerns for their babies. As such, CDC recommends that pregnant people receive the COVID-19 vaccine. COVID-19, that doesn't exist, and it ain't a vaccine, it's a fucking biological kill agent. In fact, as Wolf noted, Walensky declared that there was no bad time to take it, including before, during, and after pregnancy. And you can see they have a little video up there, a short video that shows her saying it, pretty much is what we're talking about here. So these are absolute criminals who have taken over the treatment, the care of the most vulnerable population, which is pregnant women. And when you're pregnant, you trust your OBGYN. You do what they tell you, Wolf told Bannon. Used to could. I mean, I wouldn't trust nobody as far as I could throw this goddamn house. We have all been asking ourselves, how did they get so many doctors and hospitals to abandon their Hippocratic Oath and their mission of healing people and do things that harm people? Wolf told Bannon that evidence has recently emerged showing exactly how it happened, shedding light on a carrot-and-stick approach being used by the medical establishment on doctors. For example, medical licenses are being pulled from doctors who contradict the pro-Big Pharma, pro-mRNA vaccine stance and establishment of the establishment. Wolf pointed out that Dr. Peter McAuliffe and his colleague John Leake recently reported on their Substack courageous discourse that Dr. Perry Corey and Dr. Paul Merrick, two of the most prominent dissident doctors who have treated both COVID and injuries from the COVID shot and have been sent disciplinary letters from the medical licensing board. So they've been put on notice that their license can be taken away if they continue to tell the truth and try to save people, Wolf remarked. She went on to explain that, on the other hand, she has uncovered weighty incentives for doctors to promote the mRNA shot jabs or the death shots. She told how Dr. James Thrope and his wife procured through the Freedom of Information Act FOIA communications between the Department of Health and Human Services and the non-governmental organizations that represent OGGYNs, showing that the HHS was paying millions and millions of dollars to the NGOs under the terms of a contract that required OBGYNs to stick to the HHS script about the safety and efficiency of the emergency ejection for pregnant women. According to Wolf, the contract requires the doctors and entities to give the money back if they start to tell the truth to pregnant women about the dangers and actual risks of the COVID don't exist shots, and they're not shots or fucking death shots. She maintains that these financial incentives, quote, lie to pregnant women about the safety of the mRNA shot and financial punishments if they tell the truth continue to this day. No shit. Wolf began to speak out about the health risks of the mRNA shots not long after they were released to the public in June 2021. She was suspended from Twitter after raising the alarm about the menstrual cycle disruption associated with the injections. Last year, she alleged that the shots had been causing a large-scale baby die-off, which amounts to genocide, after a team of 3,000 highly credentialed doctors, RNs, registered nurses, and biostatisticians, you know, they make statistics, I guess, and medical fraud investigators affiliated with Steve Bannon's War Room and the Daily Clout, a media company which Wolf co-founded, began to review the 55,000 Pfizer documents disclosed by the FDA after a court order. Additionally, the team found from one of the released Pfizer trial reports that Pfizer's reportedly lost the records of 234 out of 270 mRNA injected women who conceived a child, which Wolf said is a violation of the law. Even more shocking is that of the 36 remaining women, those whose pregnancies came to term, over 80% of them lost their babies by spontaneous abortion or miscarriage, she reported. So here you have it. I mean, yeah, here's the evidence. Here's the murder. They murdered people, but they might get a corporate fine. And sales are going down, so they might get fucking sued for telling the truth because it hurt Pfizer's selling, and everybody knows that mammon is the number one fucking concern in this goddamn country, and there's no fucking doubt about it. Anywho, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and it is 12:41 Pacific time, and that was Oliver Anthony again. One fellow sent two songs in by him, and I played the one yesterday that they had the story about today, and that was another song off that album. But yeah, man, it was getting like the bad old days, like the big soup lines during the big... Hell, we've been in a goddamn deeper depression than that was for, what, 20 years now? I mean, this shit has got to stop. It is intolerable. I mean, you talk about intolerable acts. I don't understand why we have not done this yet, people. I truly do not. Well, let's see what else we got going on here. Okay. That's that Maori residents chant, fuck you, Joe Biden, as he finally shows up 13 days after the fires. And it's a little video, and they're, you know, throwing their fingers out. It reminds me, like I said, a whole lot of how they did in Canada. They actually thought it meant something. They're fixing to get their education that the fucking people in Canada got. That they, yeah, it is fucking communism. It is fascism. It is goddamn capitalism. I mean, this is a capitalist move. Rich people are going to make a whole bunch of fucking money. If you got some money to invest, you can make some money. That's capitalism, don't you know? It ain't your game. You got to make a fucking sweat. All you got to do is make phone calls and fucking sign checks. But yeah, they're starting to look a little more militant, but I would wait till they crack down, because they will crack down on them. And then that's when you see what people are made of. You'll see if they fucking turn and start. Well, a lot of people from Canada, you know, came to this site here, and they raise hell about it and what might have you, and they understand that, fuck, they were never free. And, like, we're starting to understand that we're free, but by God, we're going to have to back it up with our guns, because they've taken our common law courts, where we could, you know, use our jurisdictional authority, supreme jurisdictional authority, to take these motherfucking fiduciary bastards out and fucking remove their fucking corporation, remove their phony fucking 14th Amendment, remove every fucking piece of fraud they've ever committed, take all our fucking goddamn wealth back they've stolen from us, and you know, then we can have some trials, and we can stretch some fucking necks, because they are grossly in violation of our law, to the point of fucking treason and sedition. It is our right. It is our duty. He's shot a confused Joe Biden's mouth agape, has to be guided away from podium after Maui's speech. Really? I want to see it. They even talk about this. Yeah. Next one shows him asleep at the table. Joe Biden on Monday arrived in Maui to survey the damage. Sure, shit. It's in parentheses here, more like a photo op, and that's it. 2 weeks after deadly wildfires devastated the historic town of Lahana, keep reading. Oh, let me see what this says. I can't recall. More than 100 people are confirmed dead and nearly 1,000 people are still unaccounted for after the state and federal officials failed to quickly respond to the fires. Biden refused to even acknowledge the suffering and loss of life after wildfires destroyed the historic town of Lahana, I guess it would be. After repeatedly saying no comment on the rising death toll in Maui, Biden reluctantly interrupted his vacation in Lake Tahoe to travel to Hawaii for a photo op. And he was tired. He fell fucking asleep. Biden mumbled through a short speech in Lahana. He immediately began his speech by talking about himself. Wait, we have elections coming up. It's elections. It ain't elections. It's the fucking, they're trying to put together a false reality where there's something like an election going to happen here. There's no such a fucking thing. Any American national that does not unregister to vote is a fucking traitor to his people, to the fucking law of this fucking land, and to our country. You are a fucking traitor, and you know it, because this is not fucking a lawful government. It is not even, it's a fucking corporation intent on fucking enslaving the fucking people of the United States and taking everything that belongs to us, because we got to learn to live with nothing. We got to learn to live like a peon, a fucking coolie, a fucking, you know, piece of shit, nothing fucking goddamn slave. I remember when I got the call about my first wife and daughter, he's talking here, and I was a young senator, and I got a call in Washington, and I hadn't been sworn in yet. I wasn't old enough, and I was hiring staff at the Capitol, and I got a phone call from the fire department, Biden said. After delivering a short speech, a confused Biden had to be guided away from the podium. You want to grab that water for a sip? Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz, I guess it is, asked Biden before guiding him away from the lecture. This is the insanity of it. When does it become intolerable to everybody? I mean, it is intolerable. I mean, to the point where you fucking get pissed off and do something about it. The next one is Biden appears to fall asleep during his meeting with victims of the Maui fires in Hawaii. And you can go to the site and look at this or on Twitter. And yeah, he looks asleep to me. He looks like he's copping some Z's, a long ride from Tahoe. He's probably got a hangover because he's been partying, or maybe he's just tired because he had to lay off the crack for a fucking day. And he was busy pedophiling little children in a fucking private residence up there. Who knows, you know who we're dealing with here. Listen to what Bill Gates said to the CIA. And this is another, you got to listen to shit, but it's worth listening to, because he's telling them that, you know, the people who whose brains, like you tell them something that should piss them off, and it does piss them off, that we could genetically change those people so they wouldn't be, straight out telling it, change their genetics so everybody fucking does what we fucking tell them. Thought control. Do you ever wonder how they were going to fucking try, doing that 100%? Hawaiian Electric, while failing to act on fire prevention, had cozy ties to regulators. Now, I just find that hard, so hard to believe. Let me see. Oh, this is even better. If there's something to it there. No, there ain't, doggone it. It's a Lahaina. The insanity continues. If the suspicious fires weren't enough, this is sure to gain your attention. Police are actively closing down food distribution centers, and I think we covered this the other day. We're going up there again. Hawaii Electric, while failing to act on fire prevention, had cozy ties to regulators. Hawaii state government officials and Hawaii Electric Company were both actually aware of the wildfire threat in Maui. Yet state regulators did not force action to mitigate the threat. And Hawaiian Electric, the largest utility interest in the state and the island's largest publicly traded company, did little to address the problem. And we're going to continue reading, but the bottom line here is, let's lay it all onto this electric company. They'll get a big fucking fine. You know, let's don't talk about the fact that they were allowed to have no water for 5 hours to fight the fire. Let's don't talk about the fact that for some reason the kids were... they canceled school that day. And then let's don't talk about the fact that the fucking sirens didn't go off to let the people know their kids were in danger so they could go save them, so you wouldn't have such a high fatality count. Yeah, we'll go and we'll look and see. Maybe this is where this is. Maybe this is the scapegoat. Not to say that they don't deserve it. I mean, they're much a part of it as any of the fucking rest of the corporate pricks that did this to the fucking Hawaii. The two interests are deeply entwined. Ethics and business records show every member of the Hawaii Public Utilities Commission, which regulates Hawaiian Electric, has financial or previous professional ties to the company. I just can't believe that. Instead of action on wildfire upgrades, Hawaiian Electric splurged on peddling influence with regulators and politicians while signing its own virtues, singing its own virtues, I'm sorry, in splashy corporate marketing materials. So don't fix the line. Do a commercial saying why you're so good you don't need to fix the fucking line. The company even sponsored a documentary this year on Hawaiian television devoted to mitigating the impact of climate change. The chief regulator from the utility commission appeared as a talking head in the company's documentary. And they would I think they thought they were going to pull it off to the point that it was climate change that would cause that place to burn down, all them little kiddies to get burned up. Nah, it was you motherfucking murdering son of a bitches, just like those murdering son of a bitches from Pfizer and Moderna. People aren't going to fucking buy no fucking thing else. We can see. You can cut off all the fucking information coming out of Hawaii. We already know what happened. After a series of Maui wildfires in 2019, Hawaiian Electric State's records show spent $245,000 on wildfire specific upgrades and mitigation efforts on the island through 2022. The amount pales in comparison to the tens of millions of dollars paid out in dividends and executive compensation over the last year, 4 years. And see, this is leading you down the garden path. I mean, it was just a fire because the line fell down. Don't think about the fact that they didn't give them no fucking water for 5 hours. Don't think about the fact that they didn't set the sirens off because they just couldn't decide whether they really should over burning up a whole fucking town. Put another way, ethics records show Hawaii Electric spent $437,552 on lobbying state officials, including utility regulators, since 2019, far more than it spent addressing the Maui wildfire threat. While the case of the deadly fire last week is still under investigation, mounting evidence suggests that the ATC's equipment was at fault. Okay. I mean, this is going to be the scapegoat, and it's going to be electric company. It'll be a big fucking corporate fine, but none of these murdering son of a bitches like that fucking governor, like the motherfuckers who didn't give the water, like the motherfuckers that didn't sound the sirens, will go to jail. Or hey, man, that's premeditated murder. On the morning of the fires of August 8th, as Shane Tree, a Maui resident, was awakened by a howling winds, stepped outside and took a live stream video of downed power lines igniting dry grass on the road in Lahaina. Critics have noted that the burn progression witness accounts and other videos point to down power lines as the most likely cause of the fire. I don't know. I've seen them things from space. Or somebody want to explain where them fucking lasers were coming from? You can say what you want, man. You see a little smoke. Maybe that started a part of the fire, but I mean, for a fire to get to where it's circling you and shit that fucking quick, well, I guess they had the winds. But more sinister. If they're going to watch it, this is what they'll do. They'll throw it all off on the fucking electric company, and then they'll have to pay a big old corporate fine, and they'll pay for that corporate fine by raising the rates on the fucking people in Hawaii for their fucking electricity. That would work out quite well now, wouldn't it? Whiskers Lab Incorporated, which monitors electrical grid activity, reported that power outages from Hawaiian Electric coincide with the first reports of the Maui fire. Had to be them. Hawaiian Electric also failed to turn off sections of power grid during the wind storms last week, a precautionary measure adopted by other utilities in states with high fire risk, such as California. You also forgot to turn on the fucking sirens, didn't you? Oops, did we forget, or did somebody make a decision? Who made that fucking decision? You motherfuckers. Hawaii Electric is, in response to a request for comment, noted that it spent $84 million on general maintenance and tree work in Maui since 2018. The company spokesperson did not directly address questions about delays in wildfire-specific upgrades and its own wildfire mitigation plan. The Hawaii PUC did not respond to requests for comments. I wonder why. Because this is what they're going to lay it off on. This year, you know, the governor for the people who should have given the warning, the guy that withheld the fucking water. Come on. That motherfucker should be fucking locked up right now. In June 2022, the regulatory filing, Hawaii Electric noted that the risk of a utility system causing a wildfire ignition is significant and pointed out PG&E's role in causing California wildfires. In the same filing, which included a plan to address the risk, the company identified West Maui as a critical priority area and sought permission to raise utility rates. There you go, raise utility rates before beginning work on necessary upgrades. But they said they were paying out big dividends to their fucking investors. That's what you get when you take your public works that the people paid to fucking build and you hand them over to a mason as his present for his 33rd degree mason fucking achievement. And he gets handed over a fucking goddamn public utility. And the people get fucking, now it don't belong to the fucking people. And the people have to fucking bow down to these motherfuckers that they gave our goddamn utilities that we paid to build too. Hawaiian Electric estimated the changes to its equipment clearing fire hazards and other upgrades in West Maui, including near Lahaina, would cost up to $6.2 million. But regulators did not force the company into action, and there has been no follow-up. The proposal languished in a bureaucratic docket maintained by Hawaii Public Utilities Commission. The commission only responded asking for an update on the plan in June of this year, to which Hawaii Electric has not formally responded. When making the preparations, the company maintained a familiar audience with the regulators, commissioners Leo Dolph, Ashkian, I don't know, fucking, the chair of PUC, previously worked directly for Hawaiian Electric Commissioner Naomi Kuawei, previously worked as an outside attorney for Hawaiian Electric. Let's see how they all come together. And I think this is the least fucking damaging path for the dirty fucking son of a bitch and developers who wanted that fucking property, who had that fucking property burned, the international corporate property burned your fucking property. And it's even throwing people out of there and taking their fucking property that didn't fucking burn. How stupid are people supposed to be? We'll see how fucking militant these Hawaiians get when they see just how dirty these son of a bitches are going to get with them. For Hawaiian Electric and Commissioner Colin Yost runs a renewable energy firm, Revolvelson, okay, which partners with Hawaiian Electric. Ethics disclosure showed that in May, a utility industry lobbyist provided an all-expense-paid trip for Asincoin and Kuwehi to fly to New York and meet with the industry representative. That's not to say that the Maui wildfire risk and mitigation report went entirely forgotten. Instead of swiftly acting on the proposal, Hawaiian Electric slightly changed course and applied for a federal grant. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could make a buck on this. From the newly enacted bipartisan infrastructure bill signed by President Joe Biden in 2021 to pay for the upgrades. You fucking commie pieces of shit. The 2022 wildfire prevention plan is touted by Hawaiian Electric in multiple ESG reports. The company has since produced showcase the corporation's commitment to advancing environmental goals and addressing climate change. This is climate change. I mean, all the, this is fucking so fucking Ministry of Lies. This is the Ministry of Lies, and this is how they write propaganda. There is no fucking climate change. You're a lying son of a bitch. And, you know, they talk about this, all this ecological shit over there in Hawaii, which is, you know, you just to drift away from over there at Fukushima, where there's still 300 metric square tons of fucking radiated water going into the Pacific Ocean every fucking day. Has been since the goddamn meltdown. Is today, will be tomorrow. And nobody is mentioning it anymore because there's 300 million fucking gallons of fucking radiated water. That's nothing to be concerned about whatsoever. We got to be concerned about cows farting. Hawaiian Electric continues to work to assess resilience threats and prioritize improvements to enhance reliance. The last report states before listing the wildfire prevention plan as an accomplishment. A little late on that. ESG or environmental, social, and governance. Social, I mean, these son of a bitches, this is world government. Social and governance rating system is the metric through which public traded companies compete to accomplish corporate responsibility goals. The rubric has come under scrutiny for its lack of enforcement mechanisms, self-reported data, and constantly shifting criteria. A high ESG score can earn a firm better placement in social responsible index funds or mutual funds. I mean, it always comes down to the fucking mammon, doesn't it? As well as access to so-called green bonds. Such measures can provide a company with greater investment capital and financing. The previous president of the holding company that owns Hawaiian Electric touted the company's ESG program in a speech to J.P. Morgan Chase in 2020. Hey, J.P. Morgan, you got our fucking money that you borrowed from us back in 2008? You're going to give our fucking money back, you son of a bitches? You think, I mean, goddamn it, one outrage after every day. It's another new out fucking rage, and it's going to stay that fucking way, people, until we get off our asses and we enforce our fucking law. Until we fucking take these son of a bitches and we fucking try them and hang them and fucking take it. And whoever's got our God, I'm pretty sure I know who's got our gold and silver, but we'll give them, you know, 72 hours and then you get a fucking nuke up your ass. You're going to give our shit back, you motherfuckers. And you're going to leave us the fucking loan. We're going to have our liberty and our freedom, or we'll fucking fight your asses again. We'll beat you down and we'll fucking have it anyway. We'll seal our fucking borders. Throw everybody out of here that came here in part of this invasion, and they will fucking go because there'll be a goddamn wall of lead coming behind them. They're getting the fuck out. You're getting the fuck out. Your goddamn corporation's getting the fuck out. Your 14th Amendment's getting the fuck out. And the people are going to have their autonomy back.
and we're going to have our goddamn resources back. We're going to have all the wealth you have stolen back, and you're going to fucking hang for fucking treason and sedition because you are guilty as fucking goddamn sin, and you know it. Anyways, guys, I've had enough of this shit. If you have, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, just get ready for more outrage until we all step up and get on that goddamn same page and shut this shit down. And we can do it. We can do it easy, people. It's not easy. It's going to cost us a couple million people because of the neglect of the fucking problem, generational neglect of this fucking problem. Clear back to 1933 when they took the fucking gold. That right then, we should have wiped every fucking one of them out. Clear back to goddamn 1862, 18, when fucking Abraham Springsteen fucking initiated martial law in violation of the fucking supreme superior absolute law of we the people, the supreme superior fucking jurisdictional authority for this fucking country. Fuck them. Fuck their phony fucking constitution that never existed. We never gave them any power over us. We never delegated shit to these motherfuckers. And the only law in this country is that fucking Bill of Rights. Is that ratified by the People's Representatives Law of December 15, 1791? That's the word from the trenches.
Here I come.